Do you want to show the socks or you want to?
No. No, it's there too warm. Here, this one. The Chinese dragons. What we are doing is actually somehow programmed. It says morning practice, guided practice. Guided practice could be standing on your head.
Or not.
Could walk forward or backwards. But I chose a very special thing. I am a little bit thinking of coming closer in our meditation to the breath, a little bit, just lightly. It's something very, very interesting to come close to. It is happening. It's actually very close. It is moving through you. It's only the clue is that we don't know that. So, stand up first. Maybe I stand up. Just a little bit. Vibrate through that standing. A little, what do you say, inventory of how it feels in this living process. That is, as we say, being breathed. That is, if you know that deeply, that is a high, high level of awareness giving you at the same time. And so to get a little bit into that space, I thought I will work with you this morning. notice your standing. We have done that. Yeah, just kind of with that understanding. The earth is carrying you, and you surrender that what you call and sense as weight and solidness. It's one of the four elements we can recognize of these 100 different elements we are composed of. Let that. That happen now in your awareness, this kind of inner surrender. You wait there where you are in contact with the floor. And there, it's, you know, if you kind of have that attitude and know that kind of motion of surrendering, it means letting go and not holding. And we are holding our bodies a lot. We're holding it, for example, in the shoulders very much. See whether you can kind of loosen there with the help of a subtle motion. We did it this morning already. Good. Subtle. And then notice the sensations. We kind of offer them now for our attention. Or make it easier for us to perceive that. And also in that letting go, in that surrendering attitude, we say with gravity. Well, it's just that you're not holding back. Can you survey it once again? You're standing there where your thighs are, and you notice your knees. And so your fingers, any sense of or any possibility of letting go what you are holding? How about your tongue in the mouth? much are you holding it back, kind of? And how much can is there space for letting it a kind of surrender itself with the entire weight? Hat is quite heavy. If you would pick, cut it off and carry it. Yes, it's heavy. So, and I mentioned the tongue. That is a really big organism, a very skilled organism in holding back. And see how it feels there where the head connects to the upper vertebrae. Mm-hmm. And all these places we are mentioned kind of make subtle motions and let it vibrate and come closer or clearer into your range of awareness, sensing it. Yeah, the lower arm, the upper arm, the connection here, the shoulders up where it's connect, the arms are connecting, let go. Uh-huh. And then as you review it again, notice your belly. It is always bellowing up, open when the breath comes in. It is often also very much held. Pull it in, the abdomen region, pull it in. Mm-hmm. Just to check and give it now a chance for letting go more as you release it. Mm-hmm. Now together with a breath. See? Very natural it was what you did, opening up your arms and expanding through the shoulders, expanding through the belly, really representing in that movement what is really happening with an in-breath. It delivers all over through all parts of the body this think, breath. Hold it to feel that tension now. Everything is balled up, bellowed. Yeah, you, in olden times, they used that instrument, that tool, for the horses, I think. So, once again, feel that expansion. And now be there where it resides again or returns down to your feet. Hmm? Yes, and you stand also with your head to kind of say hello to yourself. Mm-hmm. Sideways and backwards. Sense that connection with the upper. Just casual, forward and sideways, and not so structured, just more casual and backwards. Mm-hmm. Now, when we go to our extremities, these two features, they are called legs and feet and so on, which hold this solid part called trunk, and see how you can kind of motion that a little bit. Also get the breath. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just loosening a little bit throughout the entire standing, this living process. Hmm? Not really focusing anywhere and making big effort, just easy, light, and actually pleasant. Hmm? Okay, and now let's notice, bring your head in, your arms here, your wrists, hmm? Let it all kind of motion, go into motion, the hips, hmm? and your shoulders, the head and neck bones, the knees, everything is standing and being breathed and supplied. Okay, and now slowly let go one after the other of these motions and come to still. We take a quarter of a minute to review this still standing, where we can discover our attitude toward this morning practice. Is it in that open receiving attitude? We have had yesterday a song to evoke such an attitude. We are opening up in deep surrender to the luminous love light of the One. Who is the One?
The Buddha.
Pardon?
Buddha.
The Buddha, yeah. That's good. We are opening up in deep surrender to the luminous shadow, to the luminous shadow of our, no, to the luminous darkness, luminous darkness, see, of our shadow. It's already told you now that it isn't just dark and shadow. There is illumination in it too. Luminous shadow. Yeah? Luminous darkness. That means when your awareness comes in, then the darkness lights up. But until then, we see it as what it is. Mm-hmm. So the next one, we are opening up in deep surrender to the powerful wholeness of ourselves. We are opening. Everything is opening up, all nerves, all atoms of attention. You are surrendering, you are allowing your will and to practice. You resolve to go through the hard times. It's all in this. To that you all open up. All right, that might be enough. A quarter of a sec, of a minute now. Just standing and breathing. You sense the body. You will maybe notice that's what you are doing. And how does it look in your emotional level? How dark or how illuminated? And then show it to me. Either make it a dark face or an illuminated face, which has a smile. You see, that is an expression of how you feel. A smile is telling you lots of things. All right, thank you. Enough. So now we continue a little bit in this openness. In this openness, and give me my lectern.
Lantern.
It's a great thing, isn't it? So. So come now in this in these motions you are using and expressing to a comfortable sitting. Notice that you are doing it in order to be comfortable. See, you have to have what the Buddha calls right thoughts. thoughts which come from the present moment awareness, and doing. So, understand, why are you do all this? You know? Yeah, to become comfortable. So that I reminded you only to know, for you to know what you are doing or why you are doing all that, to come to a comfortable sitting. So now, without leaning forward, make an inventory again. Notice the support of the spinal column. Not leaning sideways to left or right or backwards. And then go into your level of thinking. It's there. Right away, we will start with good thinking now. Thoughts of goodwill. A little metta for yourself. First, what does that mean? Some nice thing you wish for yourself right now, what you would like to manifest. Instead of hanging on to the problematic issues, that helps you right away to start with a smile. See, we're all great professionals. Yeah, some have even PhD and so on. And look what you are doing. You have to smile here. Preparing gradually, in an open way, I said, we will come to, and we'll do this meditation. Now, starting always noticing the posture, always receiving it in our awareness. Now, we think of the thoughts. Buddha says, right thinking. How can we think right when it's miserable? But you can just simply wish yourself something. It's called metta, goodwill for yourself. Goodwill. And if you cannot think about it and cannot bring one good thought for yourself, then well, you notice that you can't do it. And then notice it again, and you will see that it is possible. In the understanding, everyone wants to be happy, and you can wish that yourself too. That is a desire in all of us. To coming to comfort, to ease, to kind of happiness. And if we cannot do it, there is really no way that we can share our happiness or can wish others a happy time, a happy day. It has, if you want to be truthfully with this. So just simply tell yourself now again, may I find happiness. I'm not quite happy with that. True happiness, I would say. We've satisfied. True happiness. True. That has something to do with true truth. That is more stable. It can hang longer with us. And let's remind ourselves that this is not selfish. That is really providing a beautiful openness and loving relationship to yourself, and from that ground you can freely wish others similar things, true happiness. Even if it's not there, doesn't matter. And then we realize that we are in our practice here, apt in moving, inclined in everything we do to attain this true happiness. And we understand also so far, due to what we have practiced, that it is nowhere else to be found, this true happiness, except in yourself. And that is a nice resetting in our sitting and in our minds. You understand that? It's a good thought. And at the same time, sort of cleansing the mental atmosphere. Otherwise, if we don't, the mind is always ready, the conditioned, habitual ways of living is right there and will interfere and block this door for us. So realize now it is only to be found within. Now sense this. Where is this within? What do we mean by that? Well, we really know. We don't need much to think about it. You know. Is it there? You can sense it. Is it good attitude? So alone through this understanding what I mentioned, that it is inside, and knowing that everyone wants, is inclined to come toward happiness and toward greater ease and a little bit more free from suffering. So the resources for this happiness are in ourselves. And you really know now this. You have it confirmed when you just review your practices, you know that. And now we allow ourselves to radiate this atmosphere to everybody in here, or to some people you would very personally communicate this way. Can be your daughter, can be your partner, can be your uncle, doesn't matter. Just so, or you widen either space, this that radiates loving wishes of happiness now into the space in which you are sitting here, and to everybody who comes through your consciousness. Spread thoughts of goodwill to unknown people, or to known one, to close one for a moment. You don't know how to do it, take the directions of the directions, the east and the west, and the north and the south. You somehow know where these directions are when you take yourself as point of reference. Mm-hmm. And then not just people, include all living beings. It's just a little initiation for a meditation. You know, when you sit at home and you have worked the whole day under stress and lots of reactions and distractiveness, and now you want to manifest your resolve to meditate. it's impossible to do it that way. You need a kind of a little, little runway, like the airplane needs a runway to take off. Huh? And here, this little metta and the kind of limited way we are doing is a little runway. Is that right, the word runway? Yeah. And then you take off. We are kind of very rigid sometimes when we have a practice. Just out of fear we lose something, we become too rigid. But I invite you to see that it is possible also in a more open way. Kind of, it doesn't mean I'm flexible and less with lesser depths. No, but more organic, yeah? In taking a runway. You know, a house has a walkway to the door from the before you come to open the door of the house. And so do it again. All beings in all directions. But really notice your thoughts forming themselves out of the space, which is this kind mental space. It is consciousness. And then kind of smile what comes up. Do you like these wishes? To all. Now we don't need to get into kind of little problems. It could be. If I say now to your partner, you may just tell me, God, he or she didn't behave well this morning. How shall I give her my metta? It's her problem. See? That is not the right thought. That is a negative thought. That doesn't help to sustain or to let the atmosphere of friendliness come into action. The Buddha knew very well, so he says, metta is a wonderful purification initially. It's also good meditation. And now, after you are through, bring back your thoughts to the present moment. Yeah? What is here? To the present moment. From the east and west and north and south, you come here, where you sit. That is what is here right now. Can you sense it? Notice how you are sensing it. How do you perceive it? And from where do you take the messages that you are sitting? We are not in the past. We are not in the future. We are with our mental consciousness, with our attention right here where I sit. That goes in alignment with that wise advice. If you want true happiness, you have to find it in the present. For the past is gone and the future is uncertain, so you have to dig down in the present. There's no way to go away from it. Dig down into this, which is named by one letter, I, me, two letters in it. The entire process is squeezed into one little concept. Now we kind of open up to it. It's a process. You are here now. You know your thoughts. You realize there is a body sitting. And we can allow ourselves to understand, which are kind of thinking, but it is not a thinking that is by itself, coming out of memory and desire and irrelevant. It is right here, coming out of that present moment's action. That's what you find. Mm-hmm. So, coming back to me, what do you got here? A body. It's right here, sitting here, and breathing. Do you? Check it out. Sitting body, breathing, being breathed. Mind in attention. It's nice to acknowledge that, and you kind of take care now of your mental space, your mental aspect. If we don't, you know, then you know what's happening. It's dukkha. So bring all these things now together. Think about the breath, for example. Be aware of the breath as you are aware of the breath. And notice its activity. It's not still. It's coming and it is touching you and it is going. This is what is here, coming from that sitting body. Bring it all together. Body sitting. And there is a breath coming and going, and the mind is there too. Do you have it together? You know, sometimes we argue and you don't like the argument. You say, well, forget it. Today you haven't gotten them together. Who knows this expression? Yeah, you don't have it together today. Then you may call in your, maybe your counselor or your friend and so on. We do all kinds of things when we notice that I don't have it together. This means having it together, acknowledging these aspects, the physical, the mental, and the breath, kind of physical too, but not really. It is actually oxygen. Only when it enters the body, then it becomes breath. It's describing that our oxygen comes in with life force into this body that sits. So take a second or two to kind of contemplating the importance of this thing that comes in and goes out again. See whether, to what a degree can you kind of sense it and understand it and be with it. You know, the Buddha calls this reflection. It's a very important practice, right thought, he says, but it is reflection. He doesn't say you shouldn't think anymore. Only the you know what that means. But as meditators, we have a great misunderstanding about this. Of course, teachers tell us also, no thinking now. And here I tell you, contemplate a little bit the importance of your breath. How long can you live without? Not more than 5 minutes. So, and as we realize that, it is not a concentration on that thought, but it is more an understanding. It's a very refined thinking. It comes out of the present moment's action, and it is arrived in a very allowing atmosphere and attentiveness. Right? Do you agree? Nod. I want, or smile. I want a response. So, and now we move into the action, into the experience, let me say. As it comes in, I realize it comes in. And I begin to understand and attain the ability to really be present in that act, to the breath, in its act of arriving, of entering and arriving, and then also taking part and leaving. And you may take the noting method as your help. The problem will be for you now, for many of you, give me a sign if you can relate to that, that you don't feel your breath. Just come a little bit more quiet. Settle into more into that living process. So your arms, so your legs, so your pelvic region, so your throat center, so the center of your chest. See that you do that right now quickly in order to allow yourself the allowing attention. To be patient too, and remain a little bit in this atmosphere where you don't really experience the breath. And in order to stay calm and patient and receptive, you now quickly review or make inventory of the sitting energy. Energy you feel in your throat, the energy you feel right now, maybe through your fingers, is nurtured by that what we now want to experience when it arrives. So all these things, you see, so reflecting and understanding, and at the same time meditation. See yourself in that. There's right thinking, reflecting of the action of the present moment. And notice now your direct touch, the kind of sense. What do you sense there? I know that to give you an idea how to hold your awareness alert, to notice the arrival of the breath or to notice its going. And you will. It needs just, even I sometimes have to wait a long time in such allowing open receptive attention to this place, to this place. And I'm in that review also, great tensions can be discovered, and you see yourself letting go, and it becomes softer and softer and more resilient and more aligned throughout this process, and that invites the breath. We will be able at least a few times experiencing, being the alert witness of the breath arrivals. And then you can notice, actually notice and sense. Now it is a real tactile experience. It flows in through the nostrils, it channels itself through the trachea into the diaphragm muscle, it pulls down, and in that downward pushing movement, it pushes the air into the lungs, and there takes place an expansion. The lungs expand, get deflated, get bellowed, expanded. And these are touch experiences, sense experience of touch. Then you realize your attention and your attitude of allowing. That is, you may notice, that is mental, body and mind. And if you cannot do it, you can take, I have done that sometimes, I have taken the word Buddha or Budo. Budo means some mind. And for the in-breath, I gave the name Bu, and for the out-breath, Da, or Budo. That I have from the Zen. So, and continue stand, sustaining, maintaining this allowing attitude, attention, allowing attention, and through these different places throughout your body, which also allows you in that time to more relaxedness, and there you will at one point notice the breath is coming. And it is going. It will not be solid. And if you understand what I said, you can maybe recollect yourself to it and try it later in at home. So now we are becoming aware of the breath. In and out, you know, and that there is that feature in our awareness of alertness. We're keeping it all together, alertness, allowing, body being touched, sensing the touch and the movement of the breath, of the element that comes from outside and integrates itself, offers itself as food and nourishment and medication, the best medication for health of the body. We'll do that a little bit, see whether maybe I talk too much and no. I'm like a Jewish mother, always telling you how to be happy. So see yourself sensing, alertly, in attention. That is cradled in allowing. And on the mental level, you understand all these different things, the importance of this process. How dependent we are, how precarious our life really is, how sensitive. There are some motions something can happen to us, and it all can break, can take us totally the breath away. And then as you review or kind of realize what you are doing, make sure that you don't kind of sit with that inner stiffness and determination, and just allow yourself to sense through this living process in sitting. You now entrust it, even if you don't feel your breath, breathing in and breathing out. They are beautiful, supportive little mantras or chance. I have a one which replaces all that. When you chant it, it comes all together. You see yourself a kind of integrated being with all beings, or with animals and plants. So try, as you give it another moment of attention, for the way as you sit, make it more comfortable. See what you have to kind of do. Check it. So let yourself being breathed, or let yourself breathe in this more comfortable, open, perceptive way, experimenting, and see what kind of breathing feels best for you. You may come to understand that you are too tight in your tongue. You may realize you are kind of holding tightness in your belly, or through your fingers. When I am making extra effort and I don't check out, the body is reacting to it as tension. Because there was not, you have had separated yourself. You went now 150% into big effort. And so you forgot to be balanced. So you might find out now that another feature of your breathing, or that is hindering resilience and softness throughout your body, the tensions. One way of inviting, maybe making it easy to come into direct contact with the arriving of breath, is you make sure you don't breathe. You check that you don't help, that you don't think, oh, I don't get it. Letting anxiety come in. Just watch your quiet sitting, your relative quiet attitude and surrender to good attention, that you don't do any breathing. It comes maybe to a point, subtle point, of when you discover that, or do this, that you are holding the breath, and sure enough you will realize that you hold. You discover we're holding a lot our breath. And now intently you don't let it breathe. Notice the kind of tension, deprivation, being deprived now of this nourishment. And then you come to that tension where you really need a breath, and then you let that tension go and let it roll into your open awareness, receptive, allowing now that to be sensed. And then you have a breath that way. I guarantee you, if you really do it a little bit also at home, just this is a great secret. You don't read about it. And not everybody, we all teach differently. But this is an effective way of inviting the breath and sensing it now. really thoroughly its distribution, its arriving and its passing and its parting. And there you can learn your attitude now, that you have to be caring now for this, the sustain this non-grasping, this non-interfering mindfulness. You may have had it as it came in, the breath, but now in the going away, there is a great sensation from the distribution, and there is a great danger that you get involved and cannot stay in that non-doing. Try a little bit more. Even if you think you don't succeed, this might be a nice entertainment when you go at home, sit down, and you cannot grasp your breath. You find yourself intently to manipulate. That is the great secret, this allowing. And then that consciousness that allows it. And this is kind of, you really are pure at that when you do nothing, non-doing, and knowing and being alert of it. Don't make it perfect, just to be also at ease with it. So, and in this, we come gradually to also see the feature, another feature of the breath, not just the distribution, the arriving and the going, but also its quality, whether it is long breath or it is a short breath, or it is a hard breath. And that has something to do with having still tensions in throughout the body. Then you have to kind of go bring your sweet alertness, check in your throat and check in an area of which we know they are tensing quickly and in reaction. So now you are sitting and doing this, what I suggested, and you have a great challenge here for holding your non-interfering, allowing attitude or awareness. And you refine that more and more, and now you are really actualizing the second factor of enlightenment. It is called investigating, researching, just like the scientists do. So you are learning it, to listen to yourself on one level, and to learn also that it is really possible to go into this non-doing state and allow the breath to arrive according to this natural, its natural rhythm and law, and allowing it to go and be witness to these two aspects and to that act of distribution. It's all sensation, and it's just a touch experience, but you can recognize that it comes from breathing, from coming in and out. And when the mind wanders off, well, you will notice you're quite alert now. Then you just see that you notice it, it's there, but you don't go with it. By then, you already are more established a little bit. As you notice the thoughts, the desires, or the aversion, you know you are on the path now. to go more precise, more accurately, as we were singing yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I have to close in order to align to that program. I think I have an interview now. Yeah.
We are walking.
Are walking. Well, all right. So we have to close here. I continue on that. Do you like it? You get gems from me for your practice. Be very subtle now in walking and sensitive, slowly lifting, moving, placing. When your mind comes and you are a little or impatient, then stand and sweep through this standing. Or, and take always your hand as assisting practice, the noting method, the noting mode. That means standing. And that is not, you see, you can say that, but you can check at the same time what, when you speak, where is your mind? You can have a second track for your mind. One part says standing. It's kind of mental, it's the thought. And then the other one slips off and is in Paris, admiring the Eiffel Tower. So you have now to take that concept you are speaking, and which is describing standing or sitting, is now also the object of your attention. You realize. So, and that you make it continuous, in gentleness, and in openness, kind of to, subtly at the edges of your awareness, you know there you are standing. When you are saying it, and when you are noting standing. So standing isn't just automatic. Hmm? You really take in that, and you know your words are true, speaking nothing else but what is happening right now. So it is not, it's thinking away, it's reflecting, right thought.